truck, bet a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Cause you look like I'm done looking, but girl, the hard truth is if this night don't turn into two, you look like I'm gonna wind up missing you. I gotta tell you, baby, I've been the kind of boy your daddy never wanted you to go and fall in love with. The kind of boys you're probably done with, they're done. I bet you heard the stories and can't say I'm proud of that, but I've turned the page on the old me and now I ain't looking back. Cause you look like waves on a sunset and you can crash on me all night. Turn into two, you look like I'm gonna wind up missing. Missing you in the morning, probably for the next few years. When I look back on it, I'll still see you right here. You look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. You look like wine in a truck, bet a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Cause you look like I'm done looking. Turn into two, you look like I'm gonna wind up missing you. Wind up missing you. Wind up missing you.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President-elect Trump and his team continue to work on his transition. Today, special counsel Jack Smith asked the judge overseeing the federal election interference case against Trump to dismiss deadlines to help wind down the cases.
The special counsel's office says the election has created an unprecedented circumstance and that prosecutors need time to, quote, determine the appropriate course going forward. The court filing points to Justice Department policy, which says a sitting president's constitutional role and duties prevent him from being prosecuted. Judge Tanya Chutkan has now given prosecutors until December 2nd to lay out a proposed course for this case going forward.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. 19 House races are still undecided. Heading into the weekend, Republicans already won the majority in the Senate. An investigation is underway into those series of racist texts sent to people across more than a dozen states. Authorities say they still don't know who's behind the texts, but warn that the messages could also contain malware. This is ABC News. The president-elect announced Susie Wiles, his campaign co-chair, will be his chief of staff, the first woman to serve in that position. Another woman, New York Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, could also play a role in the new administration.
As it relates to Elise Stefanik, she's been someone who's been in Donald Trump's orbit for quite some time, and she's been a member of Congress perhaps closest to Donald Trump, at least the closest member of House Republican leadership to Donald Trump. She was on the VP shortlist, don't forget. She's been a frequent defender of Donald Trump's. One of the things we know is that she has been vocal in her defense of Donald Trump from the House floor in her perch in the House of Representatives.
ABC's Jay O'Brien. A major storm system bringing a historic early season snowstorm to New Mexico and Colorado. That system causing nearly 900 flight cancellations across the country. A blizzard warning issued for parts of northern New Mexico where up to 4 feet of snow is possible. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Transform your space with Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your ultimate destination for custom craftsmanship and quality. They offer a seamless experience as your one-stop shop for custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and flooring options. Their cabinets, unlike box store options, are meticulously crafted from plywood. Say no to ordinary and yes to extraordinary. Visit Foggy Bottom Woodworks at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call them at 739-4440.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. So you can give your family the gift of connection.
Okay, but what about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
What if I gave them kitchen tools?
4 free phones.
Well, how about a cozy sweater?
4 free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
4 free phones.
4 free phones.
That's how you take a hint. Get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center has been a partner in creating opportunities for local people and businesses since 1881. That's a lot of different loans for a lot of different people in a lot of different circumstances, but all decided the same way by local people at your local hometown independent bank, the Richland County Bank. See what a local bank can do for you. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. On Saturday, November 9th, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., we will be having the 21st Annual Ladies' Night at our Richland Center store only. 10 to 25% off on many items throughout the store. There will be food, games, prizes, and fun, and the first 100 customers receive a gift bag. So watch for ads, listen to the radio, and check us out on Facebook for this great night of fun at our Richland Center store only. Thanks for stopping in, and as always, we appreciate your business.
The WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a home with less than 20% down is possible.
Partly cloudy and cool tonight with a low of 35. Mostly cloudy with drizzle early tomorrow, turning to spotty light rain by late afternoon. High 54. Occasional scattered showers tomorrow night. Patchy fog, low 44. Scattered light rain showers on Sunday, mainly through midday. Then mostly cloudy with a high of 55. And partly sunny and breezy on Monday with a high of 54. Currently in Richland Center, our winds are calm and our current temperature is 43 degrees.
WRCO 100.9.
I'm the kind to take the keys. Don't sit in a shotgun seat unless I want to. And you make me want to. Hypnotized by the white lines, your hands 10-2 on this heart of mine. Makes me feel at home. Yeah, boy, I'm right at home. In a 4x4 bayou, from the bayou to Kentucky, city to the country, from here to Timbuktu. Boy, after a long day, you know there ain't no wrong way to drive my crazy, crazy in a 4x4 bayou. Parked out in the driveway, back
sun in my eyes. I can't shake this feeling. Change has got to come. Then you turn to me with my confirmation. You said one foot in front of the other. Much of a home. It's these dreams and our love that keep me moving. Life is just a mess, but we got a song in our hearts with a tune that won't rest, and it goes around.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca road, when along came a semi with a high end canvas covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca, Mac, with me you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, La Paloma, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Tocopilla, Barranquilla, and Vanilla. I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, spare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texarkana, Monterey, Faraday, Santa Fe, Dallapoosa, Glen Rock, Black Rock, Little Rock, Oskaloosa, Tennessee, Tennessee, Chicopee, Spirit Lake, Grand Lake, Devil's Lake, Crater Lake, Deep Lake. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Louisville, Nashville, Knoxville, Ombabaka, Shepherdville, Jacksonville, Waterville, Costa Rica, Pittsfield, Springfield, Bakersfield, Shreveport, Hackensack, Cadillac, Fond du Lac, Davenport, Idaho, Jellicoe, Argentina, Diamantina, Pasadena, Catalina, Sea, Guatemala. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Pittsburgh, Parkersburg, Gravelburg, Colorado, Ellensburg, Rexburg, Vicksburg, Eldorado, Larimore, Atmore, Havistall, Chattanooga, Chasta, Nebraska, Alaska, Opelika, Baraboo, Waterloo, Kalamazoo, Kansas City, Sioux City, Cedar City, Dodge City, what a pity. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've Travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been everywhere.
That was Jesse G and Gretchen Wilson to get you a little fired up on this Friday night. And with Like My Whiskey, and I'm Tim Thede. I'll be here till 8 o'clock this evening bringing you some great music. No high school football this evening. Many of the all our local teams are out of the playoffs picture, so we will be bringing you music. But we will be coming up at 6:30, a report, Phil Neat. Talked with Travis Wilson about tonight's high school matchups that are going to be played. There are some area teams like, you know, that are going to be playing, so they'll be talking about that through that their interview. So be sure to stay tuned for that around 6:30 this evening. Right now our time is 6:21 and it's 43 degrees. And from the WRCO Lost and Found Department, lost a male black and tan coonhound lab mix wearing a blue collar. It was found in the Casanova area, and the call 608-415-3892. We have a couple items that were dropped off here at the station earlier this week. First of all, some keys that were found at the Boaz Community Center near the back entrance, and also found around the Family Dollar in Muscadet on Wisconsin Avenue. It's a battery pack. So what we need you to do is, if you think those are yours, when you give us a call, describe those items, and then if they match your description, you can pick them up at the radio station. But yeah, give us a call if those do belong to you, that we have them here for you. And also, just to let you know, going on tonight, the Richland School District Foundation and the Richland Center High School present Grease School Version, and that's going on tonight and tomorrow at 7, and then also on Sunday at 2 in the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Tickets will be sold at the door. Activity tickets will not be accepted. Tickets are $6 for age 6 and under and $10 for ages 7 and up. Door will open open 30 minutes prior to the show. And the Kickapoo High School Choir will perform a fall variety show, Can't Stop the Feeling, and that'll be tonight and tomorrow at 7 at the Kickapoo School Auditorium. Free will donations will benefit the food pantry and the Kickapoo Music Department. Let's head on down to Grundy County and John Michael Montgomery with Sold, the Grundy County Auction Incident.
Well, I went down to the Grundy County Auction, where I saw something I just had to have. My mind told me I should proceed with caution, but my heart said go ahead and make a bid on that. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind on mine. I'll be your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going twice. I'm sold to the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Well, the auctioneer was going about a mile a minute. He was taking bids and calling them out loud. And I guess I was really getting in it, I just shouted out above the crowd. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on a lady in a long black dress, but she won my heart. It was no contest, with a ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. Well, I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Yeah, we found love on the auction block, and I hauled her hard away. Now we still love to laugh about the way we met that day, when I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
It turned into two. It was just gonna be another night with the boys, shooting some pool, picking a stool and making some noise. Then she walks in and I never danced. Turns a tip in the band and taking her hand. Oh man, it happens like that. Out of the blue sky, lost in her blue eyes. Yeah, when it happens like that, nothing to lose, turns right into you. Doing all you can do just to keep her around till the moon goes down and you're back at your house. One thing leads to another, you loving each other when looking, you never look back. It happens like that. It happens like that. It's true what they say, as soon as you stop looking, it's right in front of your face. Cause there you were, and there I was, and here we are. I tell you what, true love, it happens like that. Out of the blue sky, lost in her blue eyes. Yeah, when it happens, wonder how just one drink turns into one knee down with a diamond ring. It happens like that, out of the blue sky, lost in her blue eyes. Yeah, when it happens like that, nothing to lose, turns right into you. Do it all you can do just to keep her around till the moon goes down and you're back at your house. One thing leads to another, you're loving each other. When looking, you never look back. It happens like that. Down smooth before you can blink, it turns into two.
Everybody stops and stares when she's walking. She never puts on an air when she's talking. Comes to her naturally. She ain't faking when she's loving me.
She's genuine. She's so genuine.
From every kiss that she means it. When she's holding me in her arms, I believe it. Nothing about her not to love. She's the real thing and I can't get enough.
She's genuine. She's so genuine.
Preview of Level 3, a WIAA high school football tournament action that's being played this evening. Here is Phil Nee with Travis Wilson.
Travis Wilson from WizSports.net joins us. Travis, some great games here as always, but as we get a little bit closer, we're going to see just a little bit less separating each team every week, aren't we?
Well, that's the hope. Better competitive games are a good thing for us and for everybody, really. We'll have a few blowouts here and there, but we're getting down to the point where if you win a playoff game, you're doing pretty good. If you win a couple playoff games, like all these teams have that are still going in the what is now called the sectional championships for Level 3, that's pretty rare air. 56 teams left in 11-player, 4 teams left in 8-player football. It is truly the best of the best, and we're looking forward to some great games this weekend.
Is that a new term this year, that calling it a sectional?
Yeah. new term, new kind of award structure for the WII for football this year, aligning more with what they do in other sports. So tonight's winners will get a plaque that will say sectional champions, and then next week will be they deem it the state semifinals instead of level four. So just a little bit more standard with what other sports are. Also give it a little more, a little more hype or excitement, or build up around these games as we get deeper into the playoffs instead of level three, four, not really knowing what that means. Now you can call it, state semifinal or sectional championship, and again, just changing up the award structure a little bit as well.
Well, eight-player football hits the, I guess this would be the state semifinal tonight, wouldn't it?
It is, yeah. Four teams left in eight-player, all outstanding teams. Of course, Highland in our area still going strong. They've got a tough one against Owen Withy tonight, the top-ranked team in the final eight-player coaches poll on wisports.net. No matter what, it's been a heck of a ride for Highland. First year, obviously moving over from 11-player to 8-player. You never know how that's going to go. We've seen some teams that have transitioned, very well. We've seen some teams that you thought would move over and do pretty well, and they haven't. And so a good showing by Highland, a good representation of Southwest Wisconsin. I know that they were a little bummed to have to travel a little bit more for this game, but, at the state semifinal level where this one is at, you're not always going to get a game real close to you. So, they got a tough one against Owen Withy. The other side is Northwood Solon Springs against Lena St. Thomas Aquinas. So really good games this weekend, and looking forward to a great eight-player state championship game next weekend in Wisconsin Rapids. Hopefully we'll be represented by Southwest Wisconsin and Highland.
11-player football tonight. You got a rematch of River Ridge and Potosi-Cassville. How do you see that game?
Well, hopefully it's a good one, just like last time. Last time, Potosi-Cassville won 20-18. A good game. River Ridge is one of the lower-seeded teams still going. They were a 5-seed, but I actually expected them to get to this point. They had a pretty favorable draw, getting a couple of those Scenic Bluffs teams. They beat Cashton, and then last week shut out top-seeded Bangor. Of course, I think everybody agrees that Potosi-Cassville probably should have been the top seed in this group, but either way, I think it got to the same point, the same matchups that we could have seen anyway. Potosi-Cassville, though, they're coming off a pretty dominating win over Cochran Fountain City. Just one of several matchups. I mean, the deeper you get in the playoffs, you don't generally expect you're going to get rematches from a regular season game, but there are a few this weekend, and this is one of them.
Who do you see as the favorite there in that Division 7 of the team still going?
Well, I still think Edgar is the favorite. They're the defending state champion. They haven't allowed a point in the playoffs yet. Just a dominating program there under Jerry Sins. I really like Potosi-Cassville. I picked them to get to the state championship game and fall to Edgar. But I just like Edgar and what they can do. They're such a machine and really operate in so many ways on a level that, you don't see it at Division 7 in terms of the size of their roster, the size of their players, just the way they go about things is not what you normally see in Division 7.
Moving to Division 6, how about Lancaster and Belleville, Travis?
Yeah, interesting last week. Lancaster knocked off Cuba City. There was a lot of consternation from the Cubans after the seeds and the playoffs came out that they got a 3-seed after beating Lancaster during the regular season. But as we saw with Ithaca, some injury issues for Cuba City. Their quarterback, Tyson Richard, was out with injury suffered in the previous game. So Cuba City not quite able to continue on, but Lancaster does continue to carry and fly the SWC flag. It's an SWC-SWAL matchup. Good to see some of those. And Belleville really is the Cinderella of the playoffs so far. They're an eight seed, but played a really difficult schedule, both in conference and out of conference, prepared them well for the playoffs, and they took advantage of a couple teams out of the Eastern Suburban Conference so far, top seeded and previously undefeated Cambridge, and then last week Marshall. Now it's going to be a little bit tougher for the Wildcats. There's a lot of common opponents between these two teams. I think there's three common opponents. Belleville lost all three. Lancaster beat all three. that doesn't, you know, tell us everything. It's not the be-all, end-all, but pretty good chance for Lancaster to continue on and fly that SWC flag.
Prairie du Chien hosting Milwaukee Academy of Science. Does this have potential to be one of the big games this weekend?
I think it could be one of the more exciting games for sure. Both these teams are pretty high scoring, both average over 40 points a game. I think the difference could come down to Prairie du Chien's defense is quite a bit better than Academy of Science. Now, that doesn't mean that Prairie du Chien is going to keep Milwaukee Academy of Science in check. They've got a lot of athletes that they put out there, including Josiah Johnson, one of the state's leading rushers. The junior quarterback Braylon Albritton from Academy of Science is outstanding. They got some pretty good receivers as well. So it's going to be a challenge for Prairie du Chien. But, you know, as long as they have Blake Theory, anything and everything is possible for the Blackhawks. What he has done this year, I don't know if I've seen a player just dominate as a receiver and a ball carrier as much as he has this year. You know, doing it from different positions and different spots. Ultimately, wherever he is a good chance where the ball is going to end up. And they've been awful impressive getting a couple running clock shutouts in the playoffs.
Who is the best team still going in Division Four?
Division Four is interesting because the matchup this week in the top right, I think whoever wins that one is probably my favorite to win state. I pick Columbus. They play Aquinas this weekend. Aquinas is a three-time defending state champion in Division Five, bumped up to D4. Columbus technically is bumped up to D4 as well. They did win a Division Four championship a couple of years ago, but that's a really great game. We saw them play in the playoffs last year, actually. So that's a really fun one, but D4 is pretty deep. On the other side, you've got Freedom, who's undefeated, comes out of a really good conference. Baldwin-Woodville, representing the Middle Border Conference. Winneconne's unbeaten. We're seeing St. Catharines is unbeaten. It's a really deep field left in D4.
Well, and as we move up to D3, we'll ask you about last week's game. First of all, your Reedsburg Beavers losing by a point to Catholic Memorial. It sounds like you had chances, Travis.
Certainly did. And that's one of them that we felt like we could and should have won. It was a great high school football game, went back and forth, especially late in the game. I think there was four touchdowns in the last 4 or 5 minutes. One of those that whoever had the ball with a scoring chance last was likely going to win. We scored with a little over a minute and a half left to go up by 7. Catholic Memorial went down and scored with just under 30 seconds remaining. And I read an article, their defensive coordinator told their head coach, Bill Young, we can't stop them. We can't go to overtime. We're not going to be able to stop them. So we have to go for two. So they went for two, ended up converting on a quarterback run, which put us down by 1, and just ran out of time. We got down the field, had a couple plays, got us into position, I think just past midfield maybe or around midfield, and I think if we have 30 seconds, we are able to run a couple more plays and get into field position or field goal position at least, because they weren't going to stop us. We knew it. They knew it. But ultimately, just ran out of time. And that's kind of what I told the kids after the game. It was a great game and a lot of emotion, obviously. It wasn't so much that we lost. It was one of those where we just kind of ran out of time. But a great game, a great season by the Beavers with a lot to look forward to. Really excited for what we have going, really excited for my son, who will be a senior next year. He's a junior right now, caught his first touchdown of the year last week. And so we've got a lot of work to do in the offseason, but things are looking up.
How do they match up against Mount Hoare-Barneveld for tonight's game, would you say?
I think Catholic Memorial matches up better against Mount Hoare-Barneveld than they did against us. We're wing tee, run heavy, pound the football, and they weren't going to stop us. They've got some big kids up front, but we were able to do some things on the ground. They're very talented and very athletic, especially in the back end of the defense. And I think that athleticism matches up better with a spread team like Mount Hoare-Barneveld, who's very good. They're undefeated. They've got a lot of weapons on offense, but I think CMH actually matches up better with them than they did against us.
Are you headed out for a game to watch this weekend?
Yep, going to be staying in Division III. I'm taking over Game of the Week duties from Colton Wilson, so I'll be out at the Quick Trip in Wisconsin Dairy Game of the Week, making a trip across the state to Grafton. as the Blackhawks will face off against top-ranked and unbeaten Notre Dame. Really looking forward to this one. Grafton was the runner-up in Division III last year. Notre Dame is has been ranked number one pretty much all year. Features Notre Dame University commit James Flanagan and some other really talented players. So personally, I think these are the two best teams in Division III meeting up in Level III. So looking forward to that one.
All right, Travis, always good stuff. Thanks for joining us this week.
You bet. Thanks, Phil.
Travis Wilson from WizSports.net here on WRCO Sports.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 11/16, in-store only.
Certain satisfaction when you're on the road and you're driving a car from Sleepy Hollow. Oh, Sleepy Hollow. We'll take care of you. Come on over to Sleepy Hollow. Oh, Sleepy Hollow. We'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
Barroquois.
Mark your calendars for December 7th and make plans to attend the Spring Green Country Christmas. You'll see several unique items to admire and the annual Spring Green Country Christmas Craft Bazaar, which is presented by the River Valley High School Boys Basketball Team. The event is held in the River Valley High School Gymnasium from 8 until 2. Maybe you'd like to be a vendor. Contact Darby Blakely at 608-588-2554, extension 2001. River Valley High School Boys Basketball Team looks forward to seeing you at its annual Country Christmas Bazaar. Saturday, December 7th from 8 until 2. It is time for a WRCO History Moment, looking back on 75 years of broadcasting. National news headlines in early 1961 from the news file compiled by news director Joe Kelsch. Outgoing President Dwight D. Eisenhower spoke.
3 days from now, after half a century in the service of our country, I shall lay down the responsibilities of office as, in traditional and solemn ceremony, the authority of the presidency is vested in my successor.
In his State of the Union message, newly inaugurated President Kennedy gave a hint of the ill-fated Cuban invasion, which was to follow shortly.
I speak today, in an hour, of national peril and national opportunity. Before my term has ended, we shall have to test anew whether a nation organized and governed such as ours can endure.
This look back at 75 years of news broadcasts on WRCO is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, Richland County Bank, and Walsh's Ace. The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
If I could buy a house on Memory Lane, I'd put my money down and I'd sign my name on that little corner lot where it don't ever rain. We'd stay good as new, like a fresh corner. Drunk on the feeling when I close my eyes, you're pulling. might be loving you as usual, telling you you're beautiful. Oh, I'd be happily delusional. Think about those sunsets that bled into jean jacket nights, those tangled up mornings lost in paradise. Still drunk on the feeling when I close my eyes. You're pulling me closer, your head on my shoulder. We never let go and we never be over.
Thank you.
That was the Kentucky Headhunters with Jessica at 6:52. Our temperature is at 42 degrees here in Richland Center. And I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to WRCO this evening. Hope you enjoyed the report from Travis Wilson and Phil Nee about tonight's upcoming high school playoff games. A lot of them are going to be kicking off here in about the next 8 minutes. And we'll have a report on all those games going on. Actually, I'll be bringing you the show Football Friday Night, which will give you a rundown of all the results from tonight's high school football Level 3 tournament action. And that will be on it from 10 until 11 right here on WRCO 100.9, also on WRCO.com and on the Civic Media app.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Hi, this is Julie at State Farm in Richland Center, inviting you to come down this Sunday, November 10th from 12 to 2 for our Rockin' Reindeer parking lot party. It's your opportunity to donate a new unwrapped toy for Smiles for a Child, see some live reindeer, meet Santa and Mrs. Claus, get some fresh cocoa and fresh kettle corn. This Sunday, 12 to 2 at Julie Karen State Farm. See you there!
Are you a veteran planning on purchasing a home? Jason Schultz of Schultz Mortgage Team is also a veteran, and he will pay up to $500 toward your appraisal on a purchase or VA refinance. Use a mortgage lender that is a veteran to use your VA eligibility. It only makes sense. Schultz Mortgage Team. Mortgage is all they do. Call 608-604-5068.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. On Saturday, November 9th, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., we will be having the 21st Annual Ladies Night at our Richland Center store only. 10 to 25% off on many items throughout the store. There will be food, games, prizes, and fun, and the first 100 customers receive a gift bag. So watch for ads, listen to the radio, and check us out on Facebook for this great night of fun at our Richland Center store only. Thanks for stopping in, and as always, we appreciate your business.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service at Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with your family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we'll be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Be sure and join me every Saturday morning from 5 until 10 a.m. on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Hello, this is Adam Hess. Saturdays, we bring you the best country music, news, weather, sports, some fun, and of course, Prime Movers starting at 8:30. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 a.m. for Prime Mover, only on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Hello, this is Phil Nee. I was wondering if you would want to listen to some hot tunes from 1980 with me this week. Wait a minute. Lady Bell just kicked off the milker bucket. I'll be right back.
Hey, rock and rollers. This is Phil Nee. I'll be here to bring back all kinds of great memories. We'll have another radio party Saturday night with WRCO's Those Were the Days. The best of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. We'll stop and go parking in 1980 this weekend with some big hits from Queen, John Lennon, Pat Benatar, and many more. Join us Saturday night for Old Time Rock and Roll between 6 and midnight. Our Those Were the Days show is sponsored in part by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, Joan Chevrolet, Mindum Wealth Advisory Group, Town & Country TV & Appliance, Turbo's in Hub City, and A&W Restaurant of Boscobel. It'll be a rockin' and rollin' good time. Get your chores done and listen to Those Were the Days.
100.9 WRCO.
WRCO Radio would like to extend our deepest gratitude to our sponsors of Election Day coverage. Your support enables us to provide comprehensive, real-time updates, ensuring our community stays informed during important events. Thank you, Richland Family Prescription Center, Cardinal Rotar, Schultz Mortgage Team, and Walsh's Ace.
You and me sitting on the floor. I let